This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has arrived in Germany for a summit of the G7 industrialized nations. Russia is excluded for a second year due to its actions in Ukraine. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from the site of the summit.
Demonstrators protesting the G7 clashed with the German police near the site of the summit hours before President Obama's flight landed in Munich early Sunday for the start of the two-day gathering. The protesters, a regular fixture at these summits, were the least of the concerns for the U.S. leader, who faces questions from G7 partners on how to deal with Russia after a year of sanctions have failed to stop Moscow's interference in Ukraine. Sanctions are due to expire in the next 2 months, and President Obama will work with G7 leaders to get them extended. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Garmisch, Germany.
And before traveling to Germany, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month. The president struggled to fight back tears as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad. Or a better son, or a better brother or sister, better at your job, the better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
Beau Biden, a former Delaware State Attorney General, died of brain cancer 1 week ago at the age of 46. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has formed a new government with changes to the defense, foreign affairs, and oil portfolios. Mr. Bashir, who's wanted by the ICC on war crimes charges dating back to the uprising in Darfur in 2003, this is VOA News. Turkish voters going to the polls today in a key parliamentary election, which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. Turkey's pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the HDP, rallied for votes in Istanbul on Saturday ahead of the elections. The event came after two explosions at another Kurdish party rally that killed two people on Friday. VOA Kurdish Service reporter Mitlu Siviroklu reports now from Istanbul. The mood is tense and a close ballot is expected.
One chance for the HDP is that, like I said, there are people outside of their traditional voting base that they realize this reality. They are aware of this reality, so they may be going to the polls and voting for HDP to prevent Mr. Erdogan to be president.
Kurdish votes are believed to be crucial in determining whether Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's ruling AK party gets the supermajority it seeks in today's election. AK wants a large majority that would allow it to change Turkey's constitution and transfer Mr. Davutoğlu's executive powers to President Erdogan in a new presidential system. United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will be taking place on June 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date on Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Ahmed Rabo Mansour Hadi and the Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a. Earlier on Saturday, Saudi officials said their forces had intercepted a Scud missile fired into the kingdom's southwestern region from the Yemen territory. Pope Francis called on Bosnia Saturday to seek lasting ethnic and religious peace and harmony to overcome the deep divisions caused by the 1990s Balkans War. At a mass for about 65,000 people gathered at the stadium in Sarajevo, the Pope recalled the suffering endured by Bosnians, he talked about the refugee camps, the destroyed houses and factories, displaced people and shattered lives, and said, "War never again." Bosnia is a country with a multi-ethnic and multi-religious population, 40% Bosniaks, 31% Orthodox Christian Serbs, 15% Catholic Croats, according to Vatican statistics. American tennis super player Serena Williams has won her 20th Grand Slam title with a victory over Czech Lucy Safarova. It happened in Saturday's finals of the French Open in Paris. The men's final set to begin later on today at the French Open. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.
Jay-Z, Crazy in Love on VOA 1. The hits coming up. Ariana Grande, she took her puppies. She's got two little puppies, Toulouse and Sirius. She took them on tour with her in Europe recently. We'll also hear from Calvin Harris, who was just named Man of the Year by UK Glamour magazine at their award show. His ex-girlfriend Rita Ora also got an honor. She was Best TV Personality for her work on The Voice in the UK. But before Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, let's check out Beyoncé's good friend, Ariana Grande on VOA 1.
I was a liar, I gave in to the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie. I know she gives you everything, but I couldn't give it to you. And I know that you got everything, but I got nothing here without you.
figured it out. I figured it out from black and white, seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? Mistakes of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground. I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night. Never together. Cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried. Like us.
Look.
and some new music called Elastic Heart on VOA1. The hits, Sia recorded with Giorgio Moroder on his brand new album, his first album in 30 years. My name is Larry London. Glad to be with you, which is better than being here without you. Three Doors Down.
100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face.
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
and her teenage dreams on VOA 1. I'm Larry London. Coming up, the 1975, the band's lead singer Matt Healy says they are not breaking up despite the rumor on the internet. In fact, he posted on Instagram that they are working on their second album and their next tour begins November 9th in Liverpool. So, obviously, they're not going anywhere. 1975, and this one's called Girls on VOA 1, the hits.
Love!
they're sorry. I don't know why, but they're sorry. This is VOA1, the hits. I'm Larry London. Flo Rida teaming up with Sage the Gemini and GDFR.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome lumber. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surf board and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No thoughts. Only in the color Cobras. I said rackets. Wretches. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretches. Hold up.
I know you came here to take it. If you a freak, then you come out with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
By limousines, my touch say it's the Midas. We the plus your man the minus. My team blowing on that slam, make you cough cough. That's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongue.
I know you came here to see it. If you a freak, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do.
Going down for real.
Selena Gomez. Come and get it. Selena Gomez will be offering a lot to get soon. She's in two films, and she's working on a new album. This is VOA 1 The Hits with Default Wasting My Time.